Minayin lishinu begodim min haTorah. How do we know that such an inyan, a good thing to do, to have a shinu begodim? What is a shinu? What does a shinu begodim mean? We'll soon see. Because minayin lishinu begodim min haTorah, shenema the pasuk says, ufoshat es begodav v'lovash begodim acherim. That with the koyin that used to make the trumas adeshin, taking out the ashes, cleaning up the mizbeach, when he did it, he used to wear like his chusim, or not such nice begodim. But then he had to change it when he did the karbonis, when he brought the makter, when he was makter the korban. The Torah, the very Rabbi Shmuel, limducho Torah, Torah teaching us derech eretz. That what begodim shavishavem kedera l'rabbi, the same clothing you wear when you're cooking for your Rebbe, is al yimzoy dem kais rabbi. Later, when you come to serve him, you shouldn't wear the same clothing. You shouldn't wear the same dirty clothing. Says Rashi, minayin lishinu begodim min shodera kovel lefnei hamakom. How do we know it's a nice thing to do for the Eibishter to wear, change your clothing? So Mashal learns like it's going on a chilul between Erev Shabbos and Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos, that's the zman to prepare for Shabbos. Your clothing shouldn't be so nice. But there should be a shinu when it comes on Shabbos, then you should have the nice clothing on. By the Drashi of Lovash Begodim Achirim, Voitzi Esadeshin is Eskiku Akosav Lil Voish Begodim Chusim. The Shas the Kohen was taken out the ashes, he had to wear Begodim Chusim, not such nice Begodim. The Shas Hoitzu Esadeshin. Why is it Drashi? Shein Avoide Chashuva. That wasn't such a nice Avoide, it wasn't the Avoide Chashuva. Kadesh Lo Yimasu Begodim, Kadesh that his good clothing should not get dirty, Achshuvim, Shein Medem Avoide Sachil Oshtir, going Kitab Nisach. Because the good clothing he has to wear when he does a chasheva avodah. That's called when he's feeding Hashem. How do you feed Hashem? When you makter the korban, the chelev on the mizbeach, or you put the nisach hamayim or nisach hayayin on the mizbeach, that's called, not nisach hamayim, nisach hayayin on the mizbeach, that's called the shtiyah. So you see this inyan. The what? Right there, Rashi. Begodim shabishav ben kadeir la rabbi dum yudei tzores adeshin al yimzav ben kadeir la rabbi fikul huskar lufrei begodim chusim. Therefore, why do you have to wear not such nice begodim when you do the Trumas Adeshin, or when you cook for your Rebbe? Today, then, when you come to serve him, you should have nicer clothing. The Machon Hazeh, there's a meaning of some tzaddikim that the Dafka and Friday, they wear their ugliest clothing. Not the Arman Matun, but just the least of Chusim, the least nicest begodim they wore on Friday. Today, then, when it comes Shabbat, they put on the new begodim, there should be Nikah, the Shinu begodim. There's such a thing by Eibishter, that the more choshev the avoider, the more choshev the thing you're doing, the nicer the begodim you should wear. So Shabbos is the Mayim HaKodesh, you should wear a special begodim for Shabbos. And what is brought down? B'shas Tefillah, B'shas Yedavening, you should also wear nice begodim, B'chovedik begodim. Were you talking to Hashem? Zadim Ravaita. Omer Rabbi Chiyah Barabba. Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Kinayu lo Talmud Chochom sheyetze b'manolim hamutuloyim. Leshuk, it's a gnai, it's not nice for Talmud Chacham to walk out with shoes that have patches on it. For the Gemara of our Rebbe, Acho Bar Chanino, Nofik, I Rabbi Acho Bar Chanino of the Talmud Chacham, and he went out with his shoes that had patches on him. Rabbi Acho, Bered Rab Nachman, B'Tloy Yaga B'Tloy. Hey, it's only gnai if you're wearing two patches, a double patch. But one patch on your shoe, that's not such a big gnai, that's Mutter. Rabbi Acho, Bered Rab Nachman. If a Talmud Chacham wears clothing that has spots, has dirt on his clothing, he is chayiv misa. He is chayiv misa for that. So Rashi learns revav just right, that shumen v'chelim. There is a stain of fat. On your begodim, that yichayiv misa, that Rashi, shetzaruch lios choshe v'hogam l'chov v'tarosay. Since you're a Talmud Chacham, you're supposed to dress nicely to be mechaved yitoyre. And not to be mabaza the Torah. Shenema the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Kol masnoi oyav imovis. Whoever hates me is like oyav loves misa. Is al tikri masni, not the pshat that you hate Hashem, ela masni, but you make people hate Hashem. So Drashi masni, shemamisin atzmon v'eni habriyas. You make yourself look not nice in the eyes of the briyas. For habriyas oymen the people say, oy lehem loyem v'toruh, oy vay to people that learn Torah. Shehe mu'usim u'mugunam. Nimso ze masniya amateur. Come to say, if you're being masniya, you're making the people that learn Torah not nice in the eyes of the breeze. So you're making the people hate the Torah, for that you chayiv misa. So tomorrow, Ravina Oma Ravad Itmer. It's not a genai, just if you have a spot of
of fat on your pagodim, but it has to be a spot of shikhva zero. So Rashi Ravad itma shikhva zero. Lashem Mabadim. So tomorrow of Leplik, this is not machlikis. Ho beglimi ho belavusha. Depends where you have the spot. Beglimi is a Rashi shu el yoin. That's the outside beged. You like your coat, your jacket, afilu Ravad. That's a gnai for Talmud Chacham, even just to wear a stain of fat. Levush, shutachta, and ravad in, ravad loy. But you're wearing your underpants, and that since the people outside don't see you, it's not such a big gnai, only if you have shikhva zer on it. Then it's a gnai. Mashem can see outside the garden, then it's a gnai, even for a stain from fat. For Yom Rabbi Chia Barabba, Om Rabbi Yechidin. My dichsir, what does the pasuk say? Kesher holach avi Yishayo orim v'yochiv. Yishayo went barefoot on orim, without clothing. What does orim mean? Orim bevgodim bluim. He wore with tor bevgodim. Vayichov v'manolim amtuloim. Avadi wasn't going naked. That means he was wearing bevgodim that had patches on them. And who had in his shoes had patches, so as if he was going barefoot. Tanan hosam. Revav al hamarda choitzitz. Negei tilchas kelim. If you want to be toivul or saddle, that was Tommy, so you have to put it into the mikvah, but there has to be no chatitza, nothing stopping, nothing dividing between the water and the saddle. What about they have a revav? You have this spot of fat on the saddle, is a chaitzitz or not? So first man Yom says, yes, it's chaitzitz. How much of it do you have to make a chatitza? Until at least the size of kisra talki, the size of a coin, that size makes it a chosh of a thing, that's a chaitzitz. So Drashi Alamardas Shokamor, if you have a saddle on a donkey, Khoitzes cold over Khoitz Linyan Tvila, the cop of the Levi Khochatitsa Shemakbadolo Khoitzetis. Anything your makbada shouldn't be there, now that it's on your beggar, it's Khoitzates, you can't be toivel with this on it. What about if you have spots, dirt spots on your clothing? Mitzad echod ein achoitzitz. If it only shows on one side and there's not such a big spot, doesn't go through and through both sides, it's not choitzitz. But if the spot of fat goes through that you can see it on both sides of the beged, then it's a chatitza. We have Yehuda lying there, Mishum, Rabbi Shmuel. Af mitzad echot chaitzis. Even though you have a spot of dirt or fat here that you can only see on one side of the beged, it doesn't go through and through to the other side of the beged, that's also called a chatitza. Boy, Yimenei, Rabbi Shimon ben Lokesh, Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Shimon ben Lokesh, yes, the Shiloh from Rabbi Chanina. Ma'adas mitzad echot, oy mishnei tzdodim. What's the locha before we have that the saddle has a chatzitza, has a spot of fat, is chaitzitz? Is it enough to have the spot just on one side? Or here also you have to have the spot go through to see it on both sides of the madas? Omalei zulei shemati. I didn't hear the locha exactly on this punkt, whether you have the spot of fat on the saddle if the chatzitz is only on both sides or on one side. Or the kiyotze boi shemati. I heard the shala just like this. The Tanan, we learned, Rabbi Yossi Omer. Shelbanoyin mitzad echad. Shelbanoyin will soon see the mitzvah Talmud Chacham when he wears his begodim. He's supposed to be makpah to wear nice begodim. See if the spot is even on one side, it's chaitzitz. He's makpah not to have his begodim with spots on them. Vishelbur, but if an empty person that's wearing the begodim, mishnei tzdodim. Then it's only makpah if you have it on two sides. The demar v'loitei madas chashuv mibigdei shel amoritz. The Chura Madas, the saddle, you're not makbid so much if it has a spot on it, so it can't be more chosher than a beggar of an Amoritz, that it's only a chatzitz if it goes through on both sides. But if it's only on one side, that's not called a chatzitz. So Drashi Tanan Hosam Nesefta Mikvoyis V'Nokat Lo Mishum D'Boy L'Meim Asho Banoyim Lo Mishdero Tam Nechochem Makbid Al Abushay. What's Magaya to us is this Banoyim means a Tam Nechochem that he's makbid to wear nice begodim. Mishnei Tzdos Rashi Shohoyo Boy Harbi. There was a lot of fat. Achenivla Bebeged Benir Litzat Sheni. It was Nivla inside, and you can hardly see it now on the other side. That's how much of a spot of dirt or fat was on it. So that's called an Amos Chatzitza. Madas Mitzad Echad. I'm based on Nizah Shailu Rabbi Shmuel. Yom Bebeged Mitzad Echad Madas Ma Yom Abo. That's the Shailu of Yol Bebeged. It's enough a spot on one side. What about a madas? Does it have to be on both sides or in one side is also enough? Reb Yosi Yomer Shalbanoim, Rashi Pligi Ad Reb Yehuda, V'yom Reb Yishmael Beged Shalbanoim, Dehainu Tamid Rechomim, Shemakli Demalu V'shayim Mitzadecho V'shalbur Mebeis Dodim. As he makes the chilek, not every Beged is a chatzitzu on one side. Only if you're a Talmud Chochem, you're a person that's makbid, to have nice clothing, not to have spots on the clothing, then we say you're makbid. But a bur, an empty person, even on, he's only makbid if it goes on both sides. Now it's like the Gemara. My banoim. What do you mean a person? What do you mean shall banoim? The people of banoim, they have to have a chatzitza even on one side of the beged. It's also called a chatzitza. Om Rabbi Yechanan Elo Tamid Rachamim. Banoim here means Tamid Rachamim. Why sheoiskim bebinyana shaloylim kol yimayim? Since they're learning Torah and Torah keeps the world in existence, so they're called they're being oisik in the binyan shaloylim. So Talmud Chacham has to dress nicely, not to have spots, dirt on his begodim. So he has it even on one side of the beged is also matpid on it, it's called the chatzitza. V'yomer Rav Yechanan, Ezeo Talmud Chacham shemachzirin lo yaveda b'tfiyas ayin. Who's called the Talmud Chacham? That if you find an aveda, you find something that was lost. Now, normal, if you find an object that's lost, you give it back to the Bailam only if he gives you simonim. If you found the watch, he has to give you a good simon that we believe him it's his. But let's say it's a Talmud Chacham that lost it, then if he just recognized it, he could take a look at it, and he says, I recognize this is my watch, we give it back to him. That's called Tfiyas Ayin. So who's considered a Talmud Chacham that we believe him, he's not going to lie, that we'll give him back his Naveda just with recognizing, with Tfiyas Ayin. Zeha makbet achluk al hoifchoi, that if somebody's makbet to wear nice begodim, as if he put it on backwards, inside out, he's makbet to take off his undershirt and put it back the right way. It is one midah of a Talmud Chacham. So if you have this midah, Sarai is telling the truth, and we can believe you to give back the Aveda. V'yomer Rabbi Yechanan, Ezel Talmud Chacham, Shemamana Noisai Parnas Alatzibur. Who's a, like a bigger Talmud Chacham now, that you can make him, appoint him, or leave it, the leader of Parnas over the Tzibur. Zeh Shashar Lemoisai Dvar Halacha B'chol Mokam V'yomer. You ask him a shayla any place in Shas, and he can answer you. V'yafil V'masech Tekalam. Even in Masech Tekalo, the writers that brought down the back of Masech Tekalo by the Zoram, that Rashi learns, not too many people learn this, and you learn it, you know it, that's called the big Talmud Chacham, that you wrote to be a parnas, a leader over the Tzibur. It's to make you a president to take care of the Tzibur. You're supposed to pick Dafka Talmud Chacham to take care. So Rashi, B'chol Mokam, B'chol Ashas, V'afidu B'Masech Tekalo, other people don't are not working on learning this Masechta. This person puts his mind to learn it. Masechta Kala, that's a Braisi, Kala, B'Lebrocha, Asur, L'Baila, B'Lanida. That's a Masechta Kala. So if he knows the Loch is a Masechta Kala, he's such a person that's a big Talmud Chacham that you're allowed to be man him a Parnes over the Tzibur. Right. The Yom Rabbi Yechanan, Ezel Talmud Chacham, Shebnei Iroi, Mitzuvin, Lasses, Le Malachti. Who's a Talmud Chacham that has another halacha? That the Bnei Iroi, Mitzuvin, to take care of him, give him panos he can live on. Who is this? Zeh Shemaniah Chetzai, V'yesek, V'chetzai Shemaim. He doesn't take care of his own needs, but he's only taking care of needs of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's always saying Chetzai Shemaim. This Talmud Chacham, the Tzibra is supposed to take care of him. So the Gemara of Ahani Milu Lemitrach, Periftei. What does it mean you're supposed to take care of him? It doesn't mean you have to make him rich. It just means you have to supply him with the mere food that he needs to live on. Supply him with his bread to eat. Trashi Talmud Chacham Shebnei Iroi Mitzuvin Last Place Malachtoi. Kediyama Perek Zayin Yuma. Says the Gemara in Yuma. Kosev Echolim, one pasuk says, V'yosisa L'cho Aron Eitz. You should make the Aron Eitz. Kosev Echolim, V'yosu Aron Eitz was made by itself. And my one's a Talmud Chacham that somebody else takes care of his panosim. Lemitrach Periftei. Trashi Dover She'eino Yochol Letroyach Boy. V'chayis Tluyim Boy. He's busy doing Chefzi Shemaim. He doesn't have time to take care of his own needs. And he needs it to live on, the pita, the bread, that we're supposed to take care of it for him. V'yam Rabbi Yechon, Ezeel Talmud Chacham. Kol She'shayla Noisai Halacha B'chol Mokam. Yeske M'shayla Nalacha any place, V'yamra, and he can answer you. So the moral of Mainaf Kamina is called the Talmud Chacham, like we had before, Lemluya Panas al Tzibur. That you could put him, you're supposed to make him the president, the leader over the Tzibur. Is Ibuchod in Mesechta Biyasri? If he's a bulky in one Mesechta, so in his place you can make him a Parnas, a leader. So Mashor's Mazbel, Lubshad is with any area you want him to be, if he's a bulky in those halachis, he can be Mamunah over that. You want him to be Mamunah to ask Shalas, to answer Shalas about Hilchos Ribbis. So if he knows Klo Hilchos Ribbis, he can be the leader, the Mamunah to take care of Shalas and Hilchos Ribbis. Ibuchul Tanuya, let's say the person's a bulky in Kolot Terakula, Kula Tanuya knows that answer Shalas all over. Damos Peresh Mesiftik, that's the big Madrig, he could be the Rosh Yeshiva. To be the head of Yeshiva, he's supposed to take somebody that's a Boki Bukulu Tanuya, in Kola Terakula. Strashi Vi Bukulu Tanoi, the Koi Bahai Mesechta, Mahat Mesechta Charitin. As even though he's racing in one Mesechta now, he can still answer you, Shalas Nogay, to another Mesechta. Because he's right to be a Rosh Yeshiva. So more on Eisvei. We have Yeshua Ben Levi Yomar. Elu Kelim Hualarayim. Havoyim Mimdina Sayo. He learns what's Pshan Kelim Shobanoim. It doesn't mean Shobanoim means that we have before Begram Tam Chochem. He learns it means Mamish Kelim Hualarayim. That means a bathrobe. The people that go take baths, hey, Banoim means a bath. The rich people who took baths, when they guys finished taking a bath, they come out to put on the bathrobe. He said, this is the bathrobes. Havoyim Mimdina Sayo. Strashi Elu Kelim Hularayim. Hodet Nan Banoyim Mitzadechot. Hainu Kelim Shelarayim. That's what we said before, we have the Chatzit, even on one side, Yemakvid, that's these bathrobes. That they belong to who? Shelashirim. Sheheshtam Alutes Chashuvas Lasatevim Bneyodem Hachshuvim Lutzeisim in America. So Makvidim Al Hinuf. Mel, since it's a Choshev of bathrobe, Yemakvid even on little dirt. So that little dirt is called a Chatzit. So the moral of Memro, the Chivroninu. You're telling me now that what that these kelim, holarayim, these bathrobes have to be white. That's why any little spot that comes on it, you mock it. I go, omoluhu, Rabbi Yanai, Labonav. Rabbi Yanai told his children, Bini, al takbiruni, levi kelim, labonim. When you come to bury me, what type of takrichim you should put on me? Don't put on white takrichim. For levi kelim, shcherim. Don't put on black takrichim. Why not? Levonim, don't put on white ones. Lashem, Allah yeske. Maybe I won't be zoichet to be like a tzaddik. Oiske paskin to be a tzaddik. And I'll be put near the Avelim, near like the Rishoyim. I'll be wearing white, that's like a tzaddik, I'll be like a chosin, can I get Avelim, it's not nice. By the Shchoyrim, don't put on me black, maybe I will be zeichet to be like them amongst the tzaddikim in Elam Abo. And I'll be like an oval, I'm black, can I get a chosin, they're on white. Elo, what type of tachrichim should put on me? The kelim holarayim. He told them, put on him these kelim, the color of these bathrobes. You see what color is it? It's an in-between color between black and white. It's like red. So it's not white. And we're saying before that look, mashm, it's a white beggar because they're not, but even on one stain on one side. Now the more like kasha. Depends where you put it. You put it on the glima, that's the outside beggar, that type of the that's white, that the mach put on. But on the inside beggar, that could be red. Yeah, glima means the outside begad, so that mustan was from white, and the inside begad, that was from red, that's what he was talking about. So there's no stereo. The outside begad is like a white, and that's like you mark it on a spot, even on one side, it's called a chatzitza, and there we're talking about the inside begad you wear, that was made out of, that was a red color. More ton of rabbon. Back to our Mishnah. Mishnah, the Bishmol, Leino Makpilin. The Bishmol was matter in the Mishnah, you're allowed to fold clothing on Yom Kippur for Shabbos. As if Yom Kippur comes out on Friday, you're allowed to make your bed on Friday on Yom Kippur, the cover Shabbos. And who adin, the carbon of Shabbos, if they brought by Mincha, the Talmud Shabbain Abayim, its chalev, its fats could be hooked or could be brought at night, even though at night time is Yom Kippur. As in the case when Yom Kippur comes out on Moitzoy Shabbos. That was a Bishmot Halacha. And the Kiva thinks that, the Kiva says, no, Yom Kippur and Shabbos have the same Maskedusha, and you can't do one for the other one. So the Mar, what's the Machlekes? Turn around. The Pasuk says, Oilas Shabbos B'Shabbatoy. So first of all, we dash it without the Vav. Is it say, Oilas Shabbos B'Shabbos, that's Mashma, so Oilas of this Shabbos could be brought to another Shabbos. Now what does that mean, another Shabbos? To wait till the next Shabbos, I'd rather be a Psul Leser in between. As if you brought the Korban HaTomei Shabbein HaBayim on this Shabbos. So you have one day to bring the Korban. You can't wait till next Shabbos. So what does it mean, sometimes this Korban could be brought on Shabbos? So we dash in Limud Al Chelvei Shabbos. That the Chelev means the fat, the Emurim of the Korban of brought on Shabbos. She'kreivim B'Yom HaKippurim. That could be brought if Moitzoy Shabbos is Yom Kippur. You could be marked with Moitzoy Shabbos even though it's Yom Kippur. That's called Eulis. So this Shabbos could be brought on another Shabbos like Yom Kippur. Yocholashi Yom Kippur. This Shabbos, maybe you didn't forget. If Yom Kippur came out on Friday, and you brought the Chelev, you brought the Korban Shabbein Abayim on Yom Kippur, and you want to be marked with now at night on Shabbos, maybe it's also Mutter. Talmulayim, and now we dash in the Vav. This Shabbat, hoy. No, you can only bring a Korban Shabbos on Shabbos. You can't bring on Shabbos a Korban from Yom Kippur. Vivi Rabbi Yishmael. Say dash in Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva, when Rabbi Akiva says no. Oila Shabbos b'Shabbatai. What's the drush to the say that Oila Shabbos could be brought on another Shabbos? Lima d'alchel b'Shabbos shekreven b'yomtiv. It's only matter on a yomtiv. That says if Moitzoi Shabbos is yomtiv, yomtiv is Sunday, so if you brought the korban on Shabbos by Mincha, and you didn't mark the emurim yet, and you have the Emurim left over by night, even though at night time it's Yom Tov, still you're allowed to be makter the Emurim by night time. So Mark, even according to the Kiva, the Yochel Af Yom Kippur, maybe who then if Yom Kippur comes out on Mitzvoy Shabbos, you could also be makter the Echeliv of Shabbos Yom Kippur. Talmud Lema, the Pesach says, no, be Shabbatoy. You can only bring on Shabbos a korban Shabbos, not a korban from Yom Kippur. Is Chud is a machlokes of Kiva Rabbi Shmuel. So we have a chiddush early Shabbos b'Shabbos mashma that the korban of this Shabbos could be brought on another Shabbos. Is the chiddush even on Yom Kippur? But the chiddush is no, only if my story Shabbos is Yom Tov and Yom Tov you can bring it. What's the machlokes? So if you more kishatim tzolaima l'tivu Rabbi Shmuel. That he dashens would be matir. That you could bring the chaylev of Shabbos on Moitzoy Shabbos, which is Yom Kippur. You could be bringing on Yom Kippur. Why doesn't he only say like the Mekivas only matir Yom Tif, not a Yom Kippur as a Mochamad Gadin? Because he holds Nedorim or Nedovas craving by Yom Tif. He holds that you're allowed to bring anywhere on a Yom Tif a Nedir or Nedova. So there's no chiddush that you could be matir the chaylev of Shabbos at nighttime on Yom Tif. It's not worse than bringing a regular Nedir or Nedova. Melech Chiyitzra Kro, when do I need this new Heta Oyla Shabbos B'Shabbos? That you'll have to be Makhtir today's Korban on Shabbos on another Shabbos means like another Kedusha. Liyom Kippur, that's coming to Makhtir, even if my Tzoy Shabbos is Yom Kippur, still you'll have to burn the Chelev of Shabbos on Yom Kippur. That's Pshan Rabbi Shmuel. Of the Lediver, Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva, he holds Nidorim and Nidovois ain't craving the Yom Tiv. Stamazoy and Yom Tiv is only Heta for Eichel Nefesh, means to cook for food that you're allowed to eat. But some to bring the Dorm and the Dove, since the Ikah of the Korban is Lashem, it's not for you to eat. You have no Heta to bring Stam, the Dorm and the Dove on Yom Tiv. Stam, if you want to bring an Eulas and the Dove on Yom Tiv, it's also. So, Melo, the Chiyitzra Kroa, the Mishra B'Yom Tiv. If here I have a Pasek, the Eulas Shabbos B'Shabbos, without the Vav, Vidashan, Eulas Shabbos B'Shabbos, you could bring the Korban, the Chelav of Shabbos, on another day that's Kaddish. That means the Chiddush is, even if Mitzvah Shabbos is Yom Tiv, that Yom Tiv on itself, you can't bring Stam the Dovers. But here it's not Stam and the Dover. Here it's the Chelev of the Korban that was brought on Shabbos. So that Chelev, since it has like a Kedusha or Shabbos, the Korban, you're allowed to bring it at night on Yom Tiv, on Mitzvah Shabbos, which comes out to Yom Tiv. That's the Chiddush of his Kroa. Oh, but the Postig is not Matter more than Yom Tiv. Yom Kippur is not Matter. That's how it's going to be Kippur. So the Gemara, you need a pasuk. Tell me on Yom Tov gufris mutzil. Without the pasuk, I would say since you're not allowed to bring kabonis on Yom Tov, stam and nedir and adov you can't bring on Yom Tov. So I would think kuadin you can't bring the korban of Shabbos on Yom Tov. Kamashma, no, it's mutzil. Omer Rab Zera, Zok Rab Zera, ki havin ebabovel. When I used to learn Torah in Bovel, Zadrashi, ki havin ebabovel, ki shalomadeti.